Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Perversion of Justice, The Jeffrey Epstein Story by Julie K. Brown is a nonfiction investigation into how Jeffrey Epstein evaded meaningful accountability for years and how survivors and journalists pushed the case back into public view. Brown, known for her reporting that helped reignite scrutiny of Epstein, frames the story around systemic failure rather than a single criminal. The book follows the tangled web of influence, legal maneuvering, and institutional reluctance that allowed a well-connected financier to secure extraordinary leniency despite serious allegations. It also highlights the human cost, keeping survivor experiences central while tracing the roles of prosecutors, defense attorneys, political considerations, and media coverage. More than a recounting of notorious events, it examines how power can distort justice and how transparency can restore momentum when official channels stall. Readers can expect a clear narrative grounded in reporting, with attention to the larger lessons about accountability in modern legal systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how power and privilege reshape legal outcomes. A core theme is the way wealth, status, and elite networks can bend the justice process. The book tracks how Epstein cultivated relationships with influential figures and leveraged high-priced legal defense to secure treatment that looked unlike what most defendants would face for comparable allegations. Rather than focusing only on courtroom drama, the narrative emphasizes the quieter mechanisms that shape outcomes, access to decision makers, the ability to flood a case with lawyers and public relations pressure, and the tendency of institutions to avoid reputational risk. Brown explores how prosecutorial discretion, plea bargaining, and behind-the-scenes negotiations can become tools that reward those with resources. The story also shows how deference to authority can operate inside agencies, where junior staff may feel constrained from challenging a powerful subject. This topic is not only about one man, but about a system that can be manipulated when transparency is limited. By examining how influence travels through legal and social channels, the book pushes readers to ask what equal justice means in practice and what safeguards are needed when the accused is unusually connected. Secondly, the 2008 plea deal and the problem of secret agreements, one of the most consequential elements, is the controversial plea arrangement that allowed Epstein to receive a remarkably favorable resolution in Florida. Brown outlines why this deal became a symbol of justice deferred, narrow charges, limited incarceration conditions, and outcomes that critics argued failed to reflect the gravity of the allegations. The book also underscores how secrecy can corrode confidence in the rule of law. When key terms of an agreement are negotiated out of public sight, the public cannot evaluate whether prosecutors acted appropriately and victims can be sidelined by process. Brown connects this episode to broader concerns about how non-public negotiations, deference to defense teams, and inter-agency communication failures can produce outcomes that are difficult to challenge later. The narrative further highlights the long tail of such agreements, since a lenient resolution can shape later decisions, discourage witnesses, and create a perception that powerful defendants are untouchable. By tracing the consequences of the plea deal across time, the book argues that procedural choices made in one moment can constrain accountability for years. Thirdly, survivors, silencing, and the cost of not being heard, Brown keeps survivor experiences at the center, emphasizing how difficult it is to report abuse when the alleged perpetrator has resources, social standing, and a network ready to intimidate or discredit. The book depicts the emotional and practical barriers survivors face, including fear of retaliation, shame, financial vulnerability, and skepticism from authorities. It also examines how the legal system can inadvertently re-traumatize victims through delays, limited communication, or plea processes that exclude them from meaningful participation. This topic highlights the importance of advocacy and persistence, showing how individual voices can be diminished when institutions prefer quick closure. Brown also illustrates how media attention can change the balance of power by validating claims and attracting additional witnesses. But she does not treat publicity as a cure-all. Instead, the narrative suggests that survivor-centered justice requires consistent institutional practices, respectful interviewing, transparent updates, and protections against coercion. By spotlighting the human consequences behind legal headlines, the book encourages readers to understand accountability not only as punishment, but as recognition, safety, and dignity for those who were harmed. Fourthly, investigative journalism as a catalyst for accountability. A major through line is the role of sustained reporting in reopening a story that many believed had ended. Brown demonstrates how investigative journalism works in practice, cultivating sources, verifying documents, connecting patterns across jurisdictions, and resisting the temptation to accept official narratives at face value. The book shows that accountability often depends on persistence, because powerful subjects can outlast short news cycles. By revisiting records, re-interviewing participants, and amplifying overlooked perspectives, journalism can expose contradictions and force institutions to respond. Brown also grapples with ethical tensions, such as protecting vulnerable sources while navigating threats and legal pressure. This topic clarifies that reporting is not merely commentary after the fact, but a form of public service that can reveal failures inside prosecutors' offices, law enforcement agencies, and regulatory structures. The book argues that transparency is a prerequisite for reform, and that rigorous reporting can create the conditions for legal reconsideration by making information harder to ignore. Readers come away with a concrete sense of how facts become a narrative that can move public opinion and, in turn, influence official action. Lastly, institutional failure and the need for structural reform. Beyond individual decisions, Brown portrays a chain of institutional breakdowns that collectively enabled impunity. The book points to gaps in coordination among agencies, uneven enforcement priorities, and cultures that can protect reputations over people. It examines how legal systems can fail when incentives favor swift settlements, when oversight is weak, and when those harmed lack resources to sustain long battles. Brown also highlights how rules and norms, such as confidentiality practices, discretionary charging, and limited victim notification, can unintentionally create safe harbors for repeat abuse. This topic connects the Epstein story to broader questions. How should prosecutors be supervised? What transparency should exist around plea negotiations? And what protections should victims have during critical decision points? The narrative implies that reform is not only about punishing one offender, but about designing systems that reduce the odds of similar outcomes. By mapping the architecture of failure, the book encourages readers to think in terms of policy and process rather than scandal alone. It offers a framework for identifying where accountability mechanisms should be strengthened so that influence cannot so easily override justice. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the Epstein case as a case study in institutional power, including journalists, law students, policy-minded citizens, advocates for victims' rights, and anyone following modern debates about accountability. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening their ability to recognize how systems work under pressure, how decisions are made, how secrecy changes incentives, and how persistence by survivors and investigators can shift outcomes. That awareness translates beyond one story, helping readers evaluate claims about fairness, reform, and trust in public institutions with more precision. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on sensational details, Brown's approach stands out for its reporting-driven structure and its emphasis on process, consequences, and the people most affected. It invites readers to see how a single lenient decision can echo for years, and why transparency and oversight matter. For buyers, the value is in the combination of clear narrative and systemic analysis, offering a grounded understanding of how justice can be distorted and what kinds of civic pressure and institutional reforms may prevent future failures. If you would like to support Julie K. Will Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.